If you live in a desert, maintaining a supply of fresh water is a challenge. One answer is desalination, but that needs a source of brine from which to remove the salt, which in turn requires that your desert be near the sea. Even in inland deserts, though, moisture is often present in the air as water vapour. The problem is extracting this vapour effectively and cheaply. And that is what two groups of researchers, one at the University of Connecticut, the other at the University of California, Berkeley, hope they have managed to do. The ease with which water can be won from air depends on that air's relative humidity. This is a measure of its current vapour content as a percentage of its maximum possible vapour content at its current temperature. A relative humidity of 100% means the air in question is holding as much water vapour as it possibly can. A good way to get air to give up some of its moisture is therefore to cool it to the point where its relative humidity exceeds 100%. Sometimes this happens naturally at night, causing mist and dew to form. These can be collected in special traps in areas where liquid water is otherwise rare. But if nocturnal cooling does not bring air all the way up to 100% relative humidity, building water traps out of special materials might give nature a helping hand. Adsorption is a process which plucks water molecules from air that has less than 100% relative humidity by attaching them to the surface of a solid material. The molecules are held there by electrostatic connections called van der Waals forces that link them with the molecules of the pertinent surface. To collect a lot of water this way, therefore, requires a material that has two properties. One is a large surface area. The other is an appropriate van der Waal response. Experimental traps that employ this principle have been made using substances called metal organic frameworks. These are porous molecular networks through which air can circulate. Their porosity gives them a huge surface area, and by picking the right ingredients, such as zirconium, they can be given the necessary van der Waals properties. Zirconium is, however, costly. Moreover, once adsorbed, the water must then be released. This means warming the adsorptive material, the warmth being provided by the sun, once it has risen. Here, metal organic frameworks present a problem. They tend to reflect sunlight rather than absorbing it, and so do not heat up well. To overcome this, engineers build solid foams made of copper into the system. These heat up in the sun and transfer some of their heat to parts of the adjacent metal organic framework, where adsorbed water needs to be released. This works, but adding such foams makes an already costly technology even dearer.